2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. The Utah Attorney General wants the state's abortion ban to take effect immediately. It's now on pause while the courts consider its legality, but the Attorney General is taking action to end that pause. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer has the story.
Planned Parenthood won an injunction of Utah's ban on abortions, putting the law on hold while the lawsuit is ongoing. The state filed an appeal today to the Utah Supreme Court. That means the state Supreme Court will now decide on whether Utah's abortion trigger law can take effect while the lawsuit is sorted out.
Planned Parenthood of Utah CEO Carrie Galloway says the appeal was expected and part of the process. She says the association's confident that the injunction will stand. Defense attorney and legal analyst Greg Skordas is a host on KSL at night. He here lays out the next steps for the lawsuit. He was on Utah's Noon News today.
I think that interlocutory appeals are designed to be heard fairly quickly, and it's just a petition right now. So the Supreme Court can say, no, we're not going to hear this, or they'll say, we will. If they do decide to hear it, we'll probably know that in the next week or two, and then they'll probably give each party a pretty short leash on filing their various briefs and say, look, you know, both sides need to get their petitions in within 30 days, and then we'll make a decision.
Skordas says these types of appeals are rarely asked for, and they're even less rarely granted. Dozens of Utah Democrats want their party to take stronger action against Senator Jean Davis. The state senator is facing sexual harassment allegations. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the latest.
Katie Adams-Anderton is the chair of Utah County Democrats and spearheaded this group of 50 or so who signed on, hoping to force the party leadership to meet about suspending Davis.
I think the pausing of his involvement at this time to just ensure that there's no additional damage done potentially is the most vital thing.
Salt Lake Democrats have suspended him, but the group is calling for the state party to now do the same while they wait for the Senate's internal investigation.
There's a lot of smoke here, and we don't know if there's a full-on fire yet.
The state party has said they, too, are waiting for those results. Senator Davis did not return our calls for comment. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
West Valley City Police have released a description of a car possibly involved in a fatal hit-and-run last night. Police think an 11-year-old was hit by a silver or gray-colored pickup. Police think it could be a Toyota Tacoma or something similar. The car should have front-end damage. The U.S. Attorney General is asking a judge to unseal the Mar-a-Lago search warrant. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Merrick Garland wants to unseal the search warrant used to search former President Trump's Florida home. The Department of Justice has been facing increasing pressure to elaborate on the raid and its motives. Garland says he authorized the search and defends the actions of the FBI.
I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked.
Sources tell ABC News the search involved documents the former president may have improperly taken when leaving the White House. The court has given Mr. Trump until tomorrow to oppose releasing the warrant to the public. An hours-long standoff with a man suspected of trying to breach an FBI office in Ohio has ended with the death of that suspect. Police say the man pointed a weapon at officers and was shot and killed after the negotiations failed. Congress is poised to pass a transformative climate change bill. The $375 billion measure provides subsidies and tax breaks to make green energy eventually so cheap it's nearly irresistible. And health officials in New York are investigating the country's first polio case in decades. Dr. Amy Arrington, who specializes in global biological preparedness, says only select vulnerable populations should consider a polio vaccine booster if cases continue to appear in the U.S.
Anyone who's immunocompromised is always a candidate for a booster for some of their childhood vaccines.
She says it's not uncommon for viruses to creep back into the community. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
3 months after a murder at a South Salt Lake grocery store parking lot, police can't find the killers. But they've now arrested the parents of one of the suspects. Police say Damian and Kenya Coleman of Roy have been arrested for helping the suspect run across multiple states. They're still on the loose. 27-year-old Romeo Charles Stevens was gunned down at the Winco on South Main back in May. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We turn to Ricky Meese.
Well, crews are still on the scene of this injury accident northbound on the east belt of I-215. It's right about 3300 south. Remember, only one left lane of traffic is open. You have backups to about 4500 south. It's been a pretty nice drive along I-15 in Utah County this afternoon, but not for Davis County drivers, where you really have slowdowns going from just passing Centerville all the way up to Riverdale Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. The Better Business Bureau is warning parents about back-to-school scams.
Parents across the U.S. are expected to spend more than $34 billion on back-to-school items. So cybersecurity companies and the BBB are advising parents to avoid deals which seem too good to pass up. Thieves are posting ads of products which may be scarce because of supply chain issues. The prices are reduced, but when people purchase the items, those products never arrive. Shoppers are also advised to never click on links or attachments in emails you don't trust or on websites and social media, as your personal information can be accessed with spyware attached to those links. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the wake of the mass shooting in Uvalde, school districts around the country are spending millions to prevent a similar tragedy.
The Secret Service last year looked at 67 potential school shootings that were averted, finding that a school resource officer made the difference. So one of the biggest expenses is for campus security personnel. At the same time,
you can throw all the money you want at this problem, but it really boils down to a community effort.
Security consultant Fred Burton says that means alerting police when something seems wrong.
These kinds of hard calls have to be made by friends and family and co-workers.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
KSL News Time 5:07, back to school season. And here in Utah, there's a tremendous focus on student safety. Be Ready Utah has created a 12-point program that includes plans and drills for both staff and students so that this year they're ready for anything. Jeff Johnson with Be Ready Utah talked to Dave and Dejanovic this morning.
Schools have been charged with the safety of our children, and they have what is legally termed to a duty to protect. And what that means is they need to anticipate potential dangers and take precautions for those potential dangers and make sure that our children come back to us at the end of every one of those seven-hour days.
This year, KSL is partnering on stories about emergency preparedness with Be Ready Utah. A new study out of BYU reports voter turnout is quite a bit lower amongst minorities, voters under 30, and even across political parties. One of the authors, Dr. Michael Barber, a poli-sci professor at BYU, says the largest difference in voter turnout revolved around the age of the voter.
In terms of age, we found the biggest differences.
which was that voters who are older than 60 tend to vote almost twice, sometimes more than twice, as frequently as voters who are younger than 30.
As that vote by mail, like what is used here in Utah, can increase voter turnout. KSL News Time 508. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Oh, I love pumpkin spice. Are you one of those? You won't have to wait long. In fact, you don't have to wait at all. Pumpkin spice cookies, even pumpkin spice Cheerios, are in the grocery store for weeks now. Dunkin' Donuts says they're doubling down on pumpkin everything, even cream cheese. The pumpkin mania at Starbucks starts August 30th. Dunkin' starts next week. Earliest ever, so what's going on here? Everything turns, there is a season turn. It's an orange version of Christmas creep to drum up more sales. The Nielsen Company says pumpkin spice flavor sales have jumped 45% in the past 3 years. Some experts say we're maxed out on this pumpkin spice thing. Unless they can figure out how to turn it into a 4th of July drink, this is it. And thank goodness, considering that there isn't a shred of pumpkin in pumpkin spice. It's typically created with cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and cloves. Or delicious chemicals. Now, when everybody figured out there was no pumpkin in pumpkin spice, there was a backlash, and Starbucks added a tiny bit of pumpkin puree in 2015. Just as there's only a tiny bit of logic to this ever earlier orange assault against the calendar. Do everything. Would you like to try our pumpkin spice? No, wrong season. But do ask again around Halloween, okay?
Turns out there's even pumpkin spice deodorant.
That's a real thing.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I've 10 traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the trip. Ricky?
It's a tight squeeze getting around this injury accident northbound on I-215 East Belt in Mill Creek. The crash is blocking all but the left lane of travel. And again, you've got construction in the area. The delays are back to 4500 South. Slowdowns for southbounders on I-15 from 3500 South down to about the Southtown Mall, and some slowing eastbound I-215 South Belt, Redwood Road to I-15. Jason?
We do have an accident on the southbound side of I-15 at the 5th East off-ramp there in American Fork, but it's off to the side of the road. Probably shouldn't cause you any trouble at all. A little bit of slowing from increased congestion as you run southbound I-15 in the Vineyard area. And if you've ever headed westbound on 2100 North about this time of the afternoon, you know that it's not pretty there in Lehigh, and that remains the case today from I-15 to 2300 West. Fairly heavy traffic at this point. Steve?
And right now, a couple of thick spots on northbound 15 as you leave downtown Salt Lake City right there at 5th South. Also at Warm Springs Road. And heavy traffic in Davis and Weber County continues between Lagoon and Riverdale, scattered in spots. Do have a lingering crash on southbound 15 to Parrish Lane in Centerville. That's still there on the right shoulder as they clean that up. More slowdowns on the southbound side at Shepherd Lane. And a northbound Legacy filling in through Centerville, and more slowdowns waiting for you. Yes, on northbound 89, really clogged up from Oak Hills Drive to I-84. UDOT construction alert, the Highland Drive ramp bridge to westbound I-215 in Cottonwood Heights is closed through August 2nd for maintenance. Allow extra time to use other routes to get on the freeway. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL hourly forecast shows mostly cloudy skies and thunderstorms likely rolling through again. So we'll have chances for storms at 5 p.m., 83 degrees. Storm chances at 7 p.m., 80 degrees. Heavy rain potentially by 9 p.m., mostly cloudy and still a slight chance for storms. And then lows tonight in the low 70s, but partly to mostly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Partly cloudy, 88 in Salt Lake City. We get a full moon tonight. It rises at 8:55 p.m., the sun will already have set at 8:31 p.m. KSL News Time 5:12. Now we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, free diver Arnald Giralt broke the deepest dive world record this week. The dive, 393 feet and back in 3 minutes, 34 seconds. The dive taking place in the yearly Vertical Blue competition in the Bahamas. It is the seventh time that he's broken the world record in his career. Gerald became a passionate diver with dyslexia, when dyslexia, rather, impeded his academic pursuits at the age of 16. Now, he successfully graduated before diving into his passion and became the youngest free diver in history to reach 328 feet in 2017. Now, he told CNN in 2020 that the sea helped him because to go to such depths, you need to be pretty confident in yourself. Now, you should take a look at this video, Jeff. The dive looks effortless. He uses his fins to swim back up, and he's kind of tethered to a lit rope that measures his distance but also kind of shows us the way.
3 minutes and 34 seconds of holding your... How long could you hold your breath?
Not that long.
No. Not even close. 30 seconds, 45?
Right.
KSL News Time 513. They've been planning since 2019, and now South Salt Lake's newly renovated youth walk-in program has opened its doors at the Juvenile Receiving Center. It's a 24/7 facility that offers homeless teens overnight shelter, food, laundry, and shower facilities, and counseling. The associate director, Kara Stevens, tells KSL-TV about the process when kids come in.
When they come in, staff greet them. They meet any needs they may have. They might need food, shower, clothes, those kinds of things. And then we do some case management with them. And if they need longer-term care, then they can stay here for up to 21 days.
The facility is for anyone up to age 17. There's a massive tribute being scheduled for Olivia Newton-John.
The memorial service in Olivia Newton-John's home country of Australia will be more of a concert than a funeral. That according to Victoria Premier Dan Andrews, who tweeted that they're working with the singer and actress's family on the details. And he notes it'll be fitting for a Victorian who lives such a rich and generous life. No word yet who will perform, but after word of her death earlier this week, major music names from around the world have shared messages about Newton-John's influence. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
KSL News Time, 515. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a group of Utah Democrats is calling for Senator Gene Davis to be suspended amid sexual misconduct allegations. They say they're doing it so no one else gets hurt. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, the Department of Justice has asked a federal judge to unseal the Mar-a-Lago search warrant. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Slowdowns northbound I-15 in Davis County from the Highway 89 split up to the I-84 junction in Riverdale. And a crash with injuries northbound I-215's East Belt 3300 South, blocking all but the left lane of traffic and causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Monsoonal moisture continues, which means more storms and highs in the low 90s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
88 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A standoff between a man in Ohio and state and federal authorities is over.
The man who tried to breach the FBI's Cincinnati field office before leading police on a chase along Interstate 71 is dead of injuries he suffered in a shootout. Ohio State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Nathan Dennis said officers first tried non-lethal force.
And he raised the firearm toward law enforcement.
The suspect was 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer of Columbus, and his motive is unclear, though the confrontation came as officials warned of an increase in threats against federal agents following this week's FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to unseal the warrant the FBI used to search former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's making the request due to extraordinary public interest in the case and to show that it is not politically motivated.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl on what we might learn.
I would not expect this to be overly detailed when you consider this is about classified information. This investigation is about classified information that was allegedly improperly removed from the White House. Obviously, the nature of classified information is they're not going to be able to give us much in the way of detailed information about what exactly it is.
The former president can block the motion to unseal the warrant. He has until 3 p.m. tomorrow to do that. 2.5 years after the start of the COVID pandemic, the CDC is relaxing guidelines. It no longer is recommending that people stay 6 feet apart or quarantine if they come into close contact with an infected person. The average gas price is now under $4 for the first time in 5 months. but it's still about 80% higher than a year ago. Wholesale prices fell 0.5% from June to July. You're listening to ABC News.
And now time for the KSL In-Depth. There are now 52 books in the Alpine School District's libraries that require parental permission before they can be checked out by your child. But Kimberly Bird with the district says not every school has all 52 books.
For example, the high school that I met with today has three of the titles. Of the elementaries, almost all 62 have zero.
If you as a parent want your child to read these books, you can make sure that's approved.
We worked with technology to create in that annual notice for parents in Skyward that they could opt their child in to have access to restricted material, but it's got to be an opt-in.
Board member Sarah Hacken says they've scoured the books, and they're still scouring them.
This covers six different laws, and we have gone through the policy law by law to say, is that there, is that there? Can you find that verbiage? Is it exact? Is it meeting the demands of that law? And that there are two things you have to balance. One is the law is very clear about pornography. The definitions are very, very clear. And if there is pornography found in any genre, anywhere in the library, it must be removed by law. We can't have our schools being accused of promoting pornography. It's against the law. We can't do it. So books that have clearly met the standard for pornography must be removed. And that's by the law. But on the other hand, we have the First Amendment rights. And so that gives us the opportunity then to review books and to go through them very, very carefully and to look at everything that is in that book. And is it age appropriate? Does it have any literary, cultural, scientific value? And all of those things that are also in the law. So we're trying to balance both. One is by meeting the strict demands of the law, the bright line. The other is by having a very robust review process and a robust appeal process, so that we can make sure that all voices are heard and that all communities are being served fairly and equitably.
Roughly 19 of the 52 books deal with LGBTQ issues. KSL News Time 519. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, guiding you home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have traffic tied up on the East Belt due to a crash with injuries northbound on I-215 at 3300 South. Only a left lane of traffic is open. Backups to 4500 South. Southbound I-15 delays stretch from about 3500 South to 90th South. Northbound I-15 heavy and slow, Bluffdale and Draper. And then again from 2100 South to downtown. Slowing westbound on the 201 starting just after I-15 to the West Belt, and then from 5600 West to Magna. Jason?
If you can avoid southbound 40 at Jordanelle, I would recommend that you do it. If you can't, then you just know you're going to be bogged down by the construction that's going on there. That's going to cause some significant delays for you. Likewise, if you can avoid westbound on 2100 North as you head away from I-15 towards 2300 West, I would avoid that as well. Southbound I-15 running a little less than 70 miles an hour right now in the Vineyard area. Steve?
Well, if you're heading north from downtown Salt Lake City, you pretty much have to take northbound 15 out of downtown Salt Lake City. Got delays at 6 North. Highway 89 has been an alternate route earlier this afternoon due to a crash in Weber County, but that is really bogged down. Still leftover slowdowns northbound 89 from Oak Hills Drive up to I-84. Northbound Legacy is pretty busy, too, through Centerville. And for those on southbound Highway 89 through Uinta, got a slow ride coming down the hill there to I-84. Time to upgrade your entry or garage door. Call for a free estimate on a beautiful, secure, prices guaranteed door. 801-975-7575. Prices guaranteed doors. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, hit and miss storms once again today with a high of 92. We keep the storms in the forecast for Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 90s. We clean out on Sunday with partly cloudy skies, highs only in the upper 80s. We keep it in the upper 80s through early next week with more afternoon pop-up storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 88 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful 520 Shoe.
Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Start a love tree, love tree. People all over the world now, join in the ride. Start a love
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.